Welcome to Roadmap to 1 Million. My name is Stacey Zeal, and if you're looking to make more money, gain your time back, and rapidly grow your visibility so that you can impact way more people with your brilliance, you're in the right place. This podcast is your one-stop shop for turning your online business dreams into a reality. My main goal is to give women entrepreneurs just like you the marketing strategies, guidance, and expert insights you need to hit that million-dollar milestone and beyond. Whether you're a coach, a consultant, or an online brand that wants to make a big impact, Roadmap to 1 Million gives you the actionable strategies and inspiration you need so that you can implement right away, no fluff, no fuss. So, CEO, are you ready to buckle up and accelerate your growth? Be sure to follow the show and let's dive in. Get ready to uncover your Roadmap to 1 Million. Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. Are you doing all the things but hit a revenue ceiling? You're building an audience, you're creating content and making sales, but you feel like something is holding you back from your next milestone. If that sounds like you, it's time to take our What's Your Missing Marketing Link quiz, your go-to tool to identify what's missing from your marketing strategy that might be holding back your business growth. Whether it's fixing your funnel or diversifying your efforts, this quiz will pinpoint those marketing missteps and guide you to success. Take the quiz today and uncover the missing link in your path to seven figures and beyond. So head over to stacyzeal.co/quiz because success begins with identifying and fixing those mistakes. So don't miss out. Your business deserves to have the impact you desire. Visit stacyzeal.co/quiz. That's stacyzeal.co/quiz to get a detailed report and the resources you need to help you grow. All right, let's jump back into the episode. Hello, hello. Hey, y'all. Happy Thursday or whatever day it is that you are listening slash watching this. I am super excited today, y'all, because I'm bringing on a founder of this platform called Vidlo, and she showed me the platform and I just was like, wow, I'm super excited to introduce y'all to this platform as well. But really the main thing that this platform does, and I'm gonna let her do her spiel about the platform and tell you all the things, but the biggest thing that sticks out about it is that it really helps you to be able to capture your client's stories or your customer's stories in such an easy way. Because as we know, or as you know, I'm gonna tell you all about today, if you don't know, testimonials are so important when it comes to your business. It's really important to not only showcase what you have done or what you can do for people, but having their perspective and them tell you how you've impacted them really kind of helps you to, you know, helps you to guide your marketing in so many different ways. And we're going to talk about those ways. But before I do that, I would love for Chyna, please introduce yourself. Tell us about you, Vidlo, all the things.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Stacey, for letting me on your show and allowing me to share what we do at Vidlo. Hey, everyone. My name is Chyna Morgan, and I'm the founder of Vidlo. So at Vidlo, what we do is we allow brands and artists to capture video testimonials so easily, right? So you create a campaign, and then you send your customers a link or a QR code. And then from that link, they're able to record their testimonials, and it syncs directly to you. So from there, you're able to share it on your website, on your social media, on your proposals. So it's just a really quick and easy way to capture the most powerful content that you can use for your sales.
Yeah, I love that you said that the most powerful, because honestly, like, you know, we could tell people about our products and our services until, you know, we are blue in the face. But there is nothing like hearing from somebody else who's actually one experienced it, who's actually worked with you, to actually have them tell their story. And I will say, honestly, like, I get so much feedback or so much, you know, information just being the person who created who's asking for the testimonial when I do these testimonials, because I'll have clients who, like, you know, for like for my course Maximize with Ads, for example, people will tell me like, yeah, you know, like I had one, I captured one video testimonial and I kind of like, you know, just watch them because I want to hear what people have to say. Okay. And she just was like, you know, I have been trying ads, you know, before, and I really was kind of looking at them, you know, in the wrong way, and working with Stacey helped me to reframe my mind around how I see Facebook ads. And now I'm able to have a, you know, more holistic long-term view of them rather than just looking at them like an ATM. And for me, I was like, oh my gosh, That is fantastic because one, that's exactly what I teach and that's exactly, you know, what she got from me. But it okay. helped me to realize that that was a talking point that sticks out. And so yes. that's for me, I need to say, oh, well, let me talk about this in my marketing more because there, if there's likely one person in my course that had this experience, there are likely so many other thousands of people out there that are sitting at that same experience saying, I've tried Facebook ads. I tried to use them. Every time I tried them, they don't work. I turn them on for a week or 2 weeks and they don't give me, and I ain't made $5,000 yet, so they don't work. But uh-huh. then when you think about that, it's like, oh, well, if I stop looking at them like an ATM, then I'm able to invest the effort and the money and the time that's required to get them to the point where they are returning a significant ROI. So yeah. I just love the ability to capture video testimonials.
You know what? I love that you said that. You hit a couple of nuggets that I want to go back to. So number one is I love when you said that people trust people more than they trust your brand, right? Mm-hmm. People. Mm-hmm. So if I see someone that looks like me, that's also a customer, it looks more authentic. I'm more likely to trust that than trust the brand's content because the brand can say whatever. I could say I'm the most wonderful platform in the world, right? But if my customers are not saying that, can I really trust that you are the most wonderful platform, right? So I think really leveraging your customers as your secret sauce, right? Because stats show that 77% of people that watch video testimonials are more likely to buy or purchase a product or service from you, right? So that's showing that like that is one of the most powerful types of contents to convert. And then the second thing you said was how you can use testimonials. And I love that you pointed out is that you can use it as an educational tool for yourself, right? You can hear keywords, you can really understand why your customers love you. And then you can also kind of change your messaging around that to say, okay, this is what they love. Let me switch around so I can get more of the people that have their pain points, you know? So I love that mm-hmm. you touched on that because that is like key thing of like why testimonials are so important, you know?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, even building on that, like if you think about, you know, video as a platform, right? Like we're, you know, live now, this is video. We have, you know, we do short form video, all types of video. Video yeah. helps build trust because yeah. using video as a platform, it helps people to hear your voice, hear your tone, hear, people can kind of tell if you're bullshitting or not, right? Like, you know, like, right? I can feel yeah. your energy, feel that authenticity through yeah. video, unlike, you know, via text. Like if I'm just reading a text testimonial, right? Yeah. Like, you know, that is only like, oh, well, that's nice. And these, you know, it's not to say the text testimonials are, you know, are useless. They're great. Yeah. So yeah. use what you have. But how much more impactful can you be if you actually leaned into a platform that does build trust? So video, leaning into video, having your clients get on video and say, this has been my experience, right? And yeah. so I think that's why I love, you know, Vidlo, where it prioritizes video and yeah. it makes sure that, you know, people can show you whether that's them using your product, whether that's them talking about what they benefited from your service. You know, like it, storytelling and video are just so, so impactful in your marketing that yeah. when you use a platform like Vidlo, it helps you to combine those things, right? It helps you to tap into the storytelling of clients. It helps yeah. you to really kind of tap into the video element of it. And it helps you as a brand and as the expert position yourself as someone who genuinely does help people, right? Like, you know, and especially like with the rise of AI, video and all that kind of stuff, right? Like people want to hear from people.
People want to hear. And the thing that you said also was like emotion, storytelling, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't really get someone's emotion through a text message, through a text review, right? But when I see yeah. you and I see you smiling and I see like your emotion mm-hmm. around the brand, I'm more convinced about, okay, they really do love Stacey Reese's ad. They really love using Vidlo for the platform. So it's just really mm-hmm. the emotional part of it. Like we're bringing back the emotion, the visual part of why video is so important, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there's so many ways that you can use it. So I would love to like talk to a little bit of ways about how people can use video testimonials. And I'll list a couple of ways, but I would love to hear from you first.
Yeah. So one thing I really stress to people is that you have to make capturing video testimonial experience for your customers, right? Anyone, you could send a link to 1,000 people. It doesn't mean they're going to respond and want to record for you, right? So how do you create experience? How do you share a QR code that makes it fun for people who want to scan and create content for you? How do you send out a link that knows that people are going to tap on it to create the video? So number one is always share it with like your brand advocates, right? It's always easiest to share it to happy customers. So people that already left a text review for you, right? People that you've had a Zoom call with and they told you how much they love and appreciate your services. Those are the people that you want to contact first. Number two is incentives, right? How can you incentivize your customers to want to share how much they love you? Whether that's like a percentage off of a service, whether that's like a free giveaway. People love getting free things, right? Even though they're already a happy customer, it's always just a great gift to give someone for doing something mm-hmm. for you, because mm-hmm. you're going to win from this testimonial more than they're going to win for creating it for you, right? And then how you can use those testimonials, that was your question. I know I went back, so now I'm going forward. It's how you can use those testimonials is, number one, on your website, right? Putting it on your website, maybe having like a page dedicated to testimonials where people can go and see why people love your product or services. Social media, right? How can you share it on your highlights? How can you share it on your stories? How can you share it on your actual page? Number three, proposals, right? When you're sending clients proposals for different services, maybe having a testimonial going with that proposal of why that person loved that service from you. Also email newsletters, right? If you have an email campaign, sending out a testimonial so people can know why your happy customers love you so much. So those are the couple ways I've seen it really work, is websites, social media, proposals, and what was the last one?
Email.
And email campaigns. Even though there's so many more, but I'd love to hear from you. How have you seen it being in ads? UGC.
Yeah, ads. I was going to talk about ads. I was going to talk about, y'all know I can't do a live or a podcast.
And you know, with ads, it converts way higher. UGC mm-hmm. ads converts way higher than any other type of ads, because going back to that point, it's authentic, it's true, and people want to see real people. Like, this is Stacey. She's an expert at this, so I know she can share more about
it. Yeah. And so I'll tell y'all a couple of different ways. So if you are someone who's in more like e-commerce, digital products, you know, that kind of space, right? Like, so y'all know, a lot of people who watch this know I used to work at Zappos. And so my job was all paid social. So Facebook ads, TikTok, and Pinterest, all the social ad platforms. And some of our highest converting campaigns were from influencers, right? And so influencers who are creating content. And so if you are someone who's leveraging influencers, right? Like, you can use Vidlo to create a campaign and send it to all of your influencers and say, hey, this is where you need to submit your content to. So that way I can see all my influencer content there. Mm-hmm. I can pull from that kind of stuff. I don't have a bunch of spreadsheets with, right. Like, you know, so if you're using influencer content, this is a great tool for you to be able to use to kind of manage that workflow. But then on the other side, because a lot of my audience, and including myself, were service providers or were online coaches or consultants, agencies in that kind of space. And the way that I see that working with advertising is like, so let me tell you a funny story. Well, at least I think it's funny. Okay. So I have used there's this digital product called 5-Minute Bookkeeper, and it's fantastic. I'm an affiliate for it. I love it. I'll drop the link and everything if you need it. Okay. And so the CEO, Nicole Barham, she'd asked me to do a testimonial for her. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do a testimonial. Cool. But you know me, million things going on. I forget, right? I'm just I forgot.
Okay.
So she sent me another message saying like, hey, Stacey, just following up. Can I still get that testimonial? And I was like, shit, let me just do it right now. So I pull out my phone, literally, like I was working, like didn't put on no makeup, nothing, right? Like I pulled it out. Film just was like, you know, no script, nothing. Just was like, this is why I love the product. Very authentic. Just talked about it. Sent it to her. Boom. I feel like, I don't know how much longer later, maybe a few weeks later, I saw an ad pop up, y'all. And it was my face. And I was like, is that me? I would have thrown on some gloss, some mascara or something, right? But you know, I say that to say, I think it's hilarious, right? And so I think it's funny, but also like, how powerful is that type of ad? Because it was so authentic. It was just me talking. It wasn't scripted. And it was very much like, this is why I love the product, right? And I compared it to QuickBooks because, you know, because that's been my experience. I talked about my authentic experience in using QuickBooks, being overwhelmed and it being super complicated. And then, you know, actually finding her tool, and it made it so simple for me. Right. And so I have not seen the numbers on that ad, see whether it, you know, it converts well or not, but I've seen it running multiple times. So that's an indicator that it probably does work.
But you but you loved it. You love seeing yourself on it. So you're even more a bigger brand advocate for that brand than you were before. Cause it's like, oh, they're using my voice. They're using me as it. And I think that's another thing that we don't take into consideration is that our customers want to be highlighted, right? Yeah. They want to be amplified. And that's just a way to emotionally connect with them. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to.
No, I that's a great point, because I honestly do love when, if I see myself as somebody's testimony on their website, I love that. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Different ways that you can use your testimonials, right? So we talked about using them on your sales pages, right? To help you to add that trust and that credibility from the people who are considering buying from you. Using them on your social media, right? Like I have a couple testimonials pinned on my Instagram page. So that way, you know, if anybody is thinking about buying my course or anything like that, I have testimonials right there, right? Mm-hmm. And they can just take a look at it. So you can pin them to your Instagram. You can post them, pin them, and, you know, add them at stories. You can send them out in your emails, right? So if you are, you know, including either whether you're doing broadcast emails, one thing I've recently started doing is including testimonials in my follow-up sales emails. So like I'll to pull quotes from people and, you know, include them there. But how much more powerful will it be to include a video, you know? So in your sales sequences or your sales follow-ups in your proposals, right? Like I include testimonials in my proposals and, you know, I end up having, I do some kind of like, you know, podcast testimonials. And so I have those that are video, right? Like, so those I can pull video clips and stuff from. And then I also have it posted on my podcast and I include that I embed the podcast in the proposals that I send out. So people can listen to my clients' experiences, you know, in using my services. And so, and you can, and I transcribe that and make it a blog post, right? Like there's so many ways for you to be able to use testimonials. And especially if you're using video, because then you can repurpose it and you can, you know, pull the audio, pull the transcript from it. Like I have video testimonials where I'm like, even if I just want to include text somewhere, I'll just pull something from, you know, the transcript, right? Yeah. You know, so that's why, like, when you're prioritizing like video testimonials, like I get, you know, sending text testimonials are very easy, you know, but taking that extra step to get those video testimonials, you can use them in so many different ways.
Different use cases. I love how you mentioned, and even like you saying that you can use it as a text, you can even just hyperlink that text and send them to the video. So there's just always linked back to the most powerful thing, and that is that video. But you can also, like you said, use it in other ways. But I like the point that you mentioned when you're sharing your story about how like you had to create the content yourself and then send it to her, right? And that's one thing we're trying that we made it super easy using the platform is that you don't have to do anything. Like you don't have to record yourself. You don't have to edit it. You don't have to brand the videos. Once they create testimonials using your Vidlo link, everything's ready, right? They send it, it goes already to your dashboard. So you get all the content without having to like check your email, without having to ask, hey, Stacey, what's going on? You send me your video. It's already synced. And then it also already has like your branding on it, your logos, your filters. So everything's already made. So that's easy for the customer and also for the brand itself. But I want to point that out because a lot of people are saying is that's why it makes it so, why they loved it so much is because they don't have to do anything but send the link and it's all already, everything's already taken care of.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's important, especially because like if you, you know, you want the person who is delivering the testimonial for it to be easy for them, right? Like, you know, for them to just be able to click the link and send it, you know, and send the video testimonial and then you have it. The other thing that I can think about with, you know, with the importance of Vidlo is being able to create different campaigns, because it's great to be able to just ask for a general testimonial, like, oh, you know, give me a testimonial about my course. But let's say I have, you know, a Black Friday campaign coming up, right? And I really want to get some people to create Black Friday specific content. Or let's say that, you know, I have like, you know, an anniversary coming up, right? My, you know, my, 2 year anniversary of leaving corporate is coming up for me. And so what if I wanted to have people, you know, send that, create a campaign around that and send it out to people and have them talk about, you know, how I've worked with them in the last 2 years. Right. So you can get very creative. And that's what I love about Vidlo's platform is that it's not just you said you create one and you send out, you know, one link. You can really kind of talk about different campaigns or, you know, like Mother's Day, for example, especially if you're using influencers, like, you know, Easter campaign, whatever kind of, you know, holiday you can tie it to, but you're able to create different campaigns so that way you can tell different stories.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I think a lot of times when people think of testimonials, it's like a one-time thing, right? I got my testimony for the year, but you should really be capturing content throughout the year for different days, for different anniversaries, for different case studies, right? So we should always be wanting testimonials from our clients and not just for the one time. And that's why having several ones at one time is so crucial, I think, to a brand success, because you're able to filter in all types of content and then you can create your content strategy, your ad strategy, and figure out which one resonates more with the audience you're trying to convert the most, you know?
I think we've definitely given everybody a lot of great information about why testimonials, but let's talk about the second piece of that, because I know my audience and they're like, okay, Stacey, I think testimonials are great, but how am I going to get people to send me testimonials? I have sent out requests I have been following up people with people in the DMs. I have been hunting people down to get these testimonials. So let's talk about some tips for people on getting those testimonials from their clients.
Okay. So number one, reach out to the people that are your most biggest brand advocates, your happy customers, right? Like I said before, these are the people that have left you a text review. They've told you how much they love you in a Zoom call. They've told their friends about you. You know they love you so much, and they don't. Those are the people that don't mind taking the extra step and giving you a video testimonial. So number one, reach out to your biggest brand advocates, right? Number two, always give your customers an incentive of why they should create the videos. What I've noticed the most is, like, if you don't really incentivize your customers, they really are not going to be that urgent to really create the content for you. So whether it's like a small giveaway, a percentage, like 10% off of the service next month, or maybe like a free something, give them something just to say thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to, you know, create this content for me. And then number three is share it. People want to be seen, right? People want to see that you appreciate them taking the time out, creating this video. They want to see themselves on your website, on your social media, on your ads. So showcase your happy customers. So number one, reach out to your brand advocates. These are the people that love you the most. Incentives, right? Always create really fun incentives. And number three, showcase your happy customers. And another thing I want to say to that is, you can also create video testimonials and content during like events and activations, right? And that is really creating an incentive that's for everyone. So not just for your customers, but what kind of is a talking point that gets people that don't know you that well interested in creating content for you, right? So I think it really just also depends on your use case, how you want to leverage and how you want to connect with your audience. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. And I'm so glad you brought up the events thing, because it made me think about, like, I have had a client who was working with her as her fractional CMO, and she was doing a live event. And one of the things we talked about was, you know, pre-event, during the event, after the event. So how are we promoting before? What are we promoting at the event? And how are we promoting after? Yeah. And so in that during, right, like, how impactful would it be for you to have a campaign set up in Vidlo that is for this particular event? So people can, you know, just scan a QR code off of your slide and leave a testimonial and give you a video testimonial, right? Yeah. Or you have someone on your team standing there with a QR code. They're saying like, hey, we would love to get your testimonials. You have like a little backdrop or something, you know, we'll step and repeat, and people can just go there and record that right on their phone and then just send it. That way you don't need to have your videographer standing around trying to get testimonials. They can be doing video of the event and all the other things that they have to do a video of. But you can get those people to send those testimonials to you. So one, you're playing into volume, right? Because you don't want to because what you want to do is make sure that you are asking people at the event to leave you testimonials. But sometimes people may not want to stand there in front of all these people and leave a testimonial. Maybe somebody might want to go sit there. Somebody might want to go sit in their car and leave a testimonial, right? Or somebody might want to go outside and, you know, record a little video for you. But it gives you the flexibility, you know, using Vidlo gives you the flexibility to be able to just have someone, as long as they can scan that QR code, then they can leave you a testimonial. Like, even putting those things inside of like your grab bags or goodie bags and stuff like that. And so you want to make sure that you, wherever you are showing up and wherever your clients are, you make it easy and accessible for them to be able to leave you testimonials. And I think with Vidlo, you can definitely do that.
You can. And I love that you made that point, because, you know, even like for like live events and summits, right? Creating like different QR code positions within the summit, asking people, hey, let us know what you thought of this speaker. Let us know what you're thinking of the summit so far, right? So you're creating and getting their feedback throughout the whole experience that you're able to leverage for your social media and for your ads and for your marketing as well, you know? So I think there's no limit to how you can capture video testimonials. You can do it in literally any type of use case, any type of brand can leverage it. And I think the creativity is limitless, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So definitely make sure y'all are using those at your live events and things, because then, you know, you use that for content when you're gearing up for the next live event, right? Because then you can say, oh, look at how many people said that last year's conference was fantastic. So now I definitely need to make sure I get my butt in seat this time. Right. Yeah, so you know, when you're prioritizing video, you're making it accessible for people, you're putting in the effort to gather those testimonials, it really will be a piece of content that you have that can live on forever, right? Like you can send a video testimonial to someone and have them write a case study for you from that particular video testimonial, right? And embed that video right there so someone can say it. They're, like, the ideas are endless, y'all. Like, I have so many ideas on how you can use testimonials. Like,
you know what? Another one I want to point is that you could put it into your workflow. Right. So then mm-hmm. you don't actually have to be sending it out every time. Right. Mm-hmm. Putting it into your email campaigns where, like, if someone purchased something from you, they automatically get an email like, hey, can you leave us a video testimonials? We'll give you 10% off of your next purchase. Right. Or like putting QR codes in like packaging when you ship them their product, they have the QR code right there. Hey, scan this for something fun. Right. So you need to like merge it into your workflow so that it's already flowing automatically. And there's really no work for you to do but to capture it into your Bitlo dashboard, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I love the idea of automating it because like one thing that I do, like I use Calendly when I do strategy sessions. Okay. And within Calendly, it has the ability to, send out an automated email after the event is over. And in mine, it's the, ask for a testimonial. And it's like, here's a link, you know, I enjoy working with you. You're going to get your follow-up documents in a second. Here's a video, you know, here's a link to, you know, record a video or to send us a testimonial. Because a lot of people will ask like, oh my gosh, this was so great. How can I, you know, support you? Mm. And how, you know, you can just drop a link there saying like, hey, well, if you wouldn't mind recording a video testimonial, you know, here's a link, right? It makes it so easy, y'all. And so I think, you know, the biggest thing I want y'all to take away from this is regardless of what industry you're in, you know, testimonials are leaning into a foundational principle of marketing, meaning like, you know, building that trust, right? You have to build that know, like, and trust before people are going to buy anything from you. And so you use video, you use your clients and your customers to help you to build trust with other people. And there's nothing more powerful than hearing someone else talk about tell their story about how they were impacted by you. So this has been a great conversation. I think that we have gotten so much out of this. And so tell us a little bit about how we can sign up for Bitlo. I'm going to also make sure I give you all my affiliate link for Bitlo so that y'all can sign up for it or try it out if you're looking to really start to capture these testimonials. But tell us a little bit about Bitlo and how, you know, how people would be able to go and sign up for it.
You guys, so check out bitlo.video. That's our website, bitlo.video. And you can actually create a campaign for free for the first time. You can do the free trial. So create your campaigns, send it out to your customers and to your brand advocates. And then you can also see how those videos can come into your dashboard. So you guys, I want you guys to all check it out for free. Sign up on our website. It literally takes 5 minutes to create your campaign. And then once you create your campaign, you can share your link and then you'll just start capturing all your content. We try to make the platform super easy. So that was our goal of how do we make it, you can create this in less than 5 minutes and you're able to capture the most powerful content you can do to boost your sales. So you guys, I know Stacy has an affiliate link, check out her link. And then if you guys have any questions, please reach out to me via email or I'm also on LinkedIn at China Morgan.
Yes, I love that. Definitely make sure y'all connect with China. Y'all know we are always supporting our founders of color here in particular. Yes. And so I am just so excited for you and so glad that we got connected and so glad that I can do, you know, my part to help people to understand how they can best leverage testimonials and connecting people with a great platform with founders of color. And so y'all, this has been exciting for me. I hope that y'all have gotten a lot out of this. If you want to use my affiliate links, it's stacyzeal.co/Bitlo, V-I-D-L-O. And then you can use that link and you'll get directed to Bitlo and we get a little commission if you sign up. There's no cost to you, no anything additional. Y'all know I just want to make sure I tell y'all about great products. And y'all know I only tell you about products that I use and that I recommend to clients. And so this is a good one. Make sure y'all are supporting, whether you're following or sharing the word or sharing the tool with other people. Let's definitely help, you know, make sure this platform continues to grow.
Awesome. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for taking the time. I love talking to people that also have a passion for what I do, for video testimony, and really see the key and why it's so successful for brands. So thank you for the awesome conversation. I can't wait to support you even more, send people your way, and kind of how we can always support each other. So I appreciate it.
Yes, definitely, definitely. All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and close out here. Hope that y'all gotten a lot out of this. If you are listening to this on the podcast, definitely make sure y'all leave us a review so that way, you know, we can spread the word of the podcast and help reach more people and help them to get the knowledge that they need and to learn about the tools and stuff that they need to be able to be more successful. Because y'all know that's all I'm about here is making sure y'all make a lot of money, because I'm going to make a lot of money.
Hey. And we all go. Listen, it's a circle, right? We support each other. Yeah. We all make the money together.
All right, y'all. OMG, that episode was packed with gems. Are you ready for more? Head over to stacyzeal.co/podcast to get the show notes and to sign up to get our top 5 podcast episodes to help you streamline your marketing so you can make this your $1 million year. Head over to stacyzeal.co/podcast.